Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good morning, good morning, or good day. I don't know where you are or what time it is in your area, but thank you for joining me. I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. As you can see, the title again is I Win. And the reason I win is because I'm an overcomer. So God, in this place of, and this is my process to my winning, to my mindset of winning, to my thinking of winning. Yesterday, I had to realize that I was only going to win through Christ. Literally, my focus and my goal, and I keep my eyes on Christ, on the things that Christ has done, the things that he has provided for us, the things that he has walked through, things that he has accomplished, things that he's conquered, giving us authority and power over the enemy. And so through a lot of my transitioning and overcoming, I started thinking about what Christ has really and truly done for me, and what the word says that I'm eligible for, what the word says that was granted to me by what Christ did on the cross. Listen, my focus is no longer on world stuff, my situation, my addiction, and my focus started to be on Christ, because that was the only way that I was going to ever overcome anything that I was dealing with, overcoming obstacles, overcoming addictions, overcoming the generational curses, overcoming, you know, lying spirits and pornography, all of these things that I was dealing with. The only way that I was truly going to actually come out of this thing is by knowing who Christ is, and allowing what Christ has done for us and for all of us by dying on the cross and shedding his blood for us. I mean, I took it personal. I said, you did that for me. I start literally saying it because I needed to win. I needed to stop taking L's. I needed to stop falling in my deliverance. I needed to stop backsliding. I needed to stop lying. I needed to stop being frustrated. I needed to stop. How many of y'all just know y'all need just to stop? You won't be able to stop in your own natural. You won't be able to stop in your own emotions and in your own flesh. It won't work. So I had to realize that the only way this was going to get done is in the mind of Christ, through Christ. Yesterday I talked about, you know, everything had to go through Christ. And so as God started dealing with me about winning, I started realizing everything is about Christ. Everything goes through Christ. Everything is processed through Christ. Everything. And I was like, wow. I said, okay, God. So today he was like, well, last night it was, all of the things that I had to overcome. I don't know what you got to overcome. It might be health. It might be finances. It might be marriage. It might be, you know, children, whatever. It might be something that you have to, that you're needing to overcome. And so this was my process of really and truly applying the word of God to my life, that as I'm reading it, it's stirring up the spirit man in me, that is tapped into God. And so as Christ lives in me and I live in Christ, then as I'm reading this word, it's igniting something in me. When I say igniting, I mean, it's like, I'm like on fire. So today, you know, he gave me a couple scriptures. So, and I want to give you these nuggets that you can eat on and grab and start meditate on it. Let it sit in your spirit and allow God to give you some revelation on the scripture. So it was 1 John 5:4. It says, for everyone born of God is victorious. Hold on. Everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world, our continual, persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God. Once again, everything going through Jesus. But here it goes. It says continuing, persistent faith. How many times your faith wavers? Your faith goes up and down. You feel like you're on a roller coaster. One minute your faith so high, and then the next minute the enemy hits you with something, and then it's like all your faith gone. You questioning if you believe or not. You questioning, you know, if something can happen, if this can be restored, or can they be saved? Can they be delivered? Can my children have salvation? Come out of the world, break a day. All of these things, the enemy just starts flooding you with it. But here it goes. It says, for everyone born of God is victorious. If you believe that Christ died on the cross for you, you've already got established victories. It's already established victories. But here's the thing. Here's the requirement. You have to continue and persistent faith in Christ Jesus. You can't waver on it. You can't waver on it, Gerald. You can't waver. You can't let what you see dictates your faith. If you're going to be persistent or not, are you going to continue to believe in God? You're going to continue to believe in Jesus Christ. I was saying that he lives in me. I had to come to this place. And so now I'm at a place where I understand that Christ loves me and I can't do anything without Christ. So when I wake up in the morning, I wake up with a victory. I've already won. He says it's victorious and overcomes the world. So the world system can't lock me down. Nope. Worldly things can't lock me down. I used to be bound by them. I used to be shackled and chained to the world system, to my habits, to worldly ways, worldly activity. But when I started understanding that the Christ inside of me, he's already given me a victory, I have to tap into something different. I have to function different. He say, be in this world, but not of this world. That means I'm in this world, but I don't operate like this world. I don't have to do what they do. I don't have to say what they say. I don't have to act the way they act. I'm supposed to be set apart. I'm supposed to be doing something different. Why? Because the Christ that lives in me, it gives me the strength and the ability to live a different life. It gives me the wisdom and understanding I need to be able to speak and do things differently. When I wasn't doing them differently, I wasn't looking like Christ. I wasn't sounding like Christ. But if you was to ask me, is Christ in you? Man, I'd be indignant because my entitlement, my pride would rise up and say, yes, Christ lives in me. But your actions don't even show it. I was like, wow. Like, wow. Know ye that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost? That scripture kept coming up. I'm like, wow. I'm literally going into a dope house, coming out of a church, going into a dope house, going into all of this stuff. And like, dude, you putting this stuff in your body, and do you not know that the Christ is inside of you? Do you know that the Holy Spirit is inside of you, and you contaminating it? You grieving it? You grieving God? You're not being pleasing to God? I'm like, God, listen, y'all don't know. I used to have my own little moments, and right about now, my mind goes back to those moments where God was switching my mind. He was changing my mindset. He was making me understand that if I'm going to actually live this life, I'm going to have to live it accordingly to his plan. I'm going to have to live this life. If I want victories, if I want to overcome some stuff, if I want to overcome this world, I'm going to have to do it God's way. I'm going to have to do it in Christ-like. I'm going to have to do it by the instructions of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to have to do it that way. I can't do it Jerry way. Jerry way got me going straight to hell. Jerry way got me in trials and tribulations. Jerry way got my whole family wide open to the enemy's destruction. Gerald's way got my whole destiny and purpose about to be blowed up right in front of me. Gerald's way got negative words, got negative actions, got negative manifestations happening everywhere. Wondering why you can't get hooked, you can't get away from the drugs. You're wondering why you can't get rid of the taste of alcohol out your mouth. You're wondering why you're lying like it's your regular speech. Let me tell you something. The enemy wants to have us so locked up and so bound that you don't even know who you are or what you are and why you say what you say.
Man, y'all better catch this thing.
Catch this. So that was the first scripture that he had me to pay attention to. That was 1 John 5:4. Then he took me to Revelation 2:26. And it says, and he who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God, the one who keeps my deeds, does things that pleases me until the very end, to him I will give authority and power over the nations. Once again, it says, he who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Now, some of this stuff we say, but it has to be a lifestyle that operates with it. It's not just a word thing. If you're gonna actually say it, you're gonna have to actually believe it. Because if you're gonna believe it, that means you're gonna actually walk this thing out. We're talking about overcoming. We're talking about overcoming the world. We're talking about overcoming the system, world system. We're talking about overcoming addictions. We're talking about overcoming generational curses. We overcoming bloodline curses, overcoming word curses, overcoming soul ties, overcoming temptation, overcoming the drugs, the alcohol, all of that stuff. Marriage breaking spirits. You know what I'm saying? Death, hell in the grave. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about overcoming these things. Let me tell you something. Overcoming it and understanding as you go through it, how you coming through it, what gives you the ability to come through, is Jesus Christ. Knowing and believing. Come on. Believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He who keeps my deeds and do these things that pleases me until the very end. There's your requirement right there. Here's the requirement, Gerald. He who keeps my deeds, doing things that pleases me until the very end, to him I will give authority and power over. You know what I'm saying? Over the nations. Check this out. I wasn't keeping the deeds. I wasn't doing these things all the time. I was inconsistent. If you're an inconsistent person, that's a demon. That's a demon. Being inconsistent, that's just a flat out demon. And you got to get delivered from inconsistency. Because that tells you right there, you won't keep the deeds all the time. Because here what the enemy does, the enemy will bring something. He would do something and make you not look like him. He would do something to make you say something different. But in this word, it says, he who keeps the deeds, it says, doing things that pleases me. I'm talking about pleasing God, that pleases me. Until the very end. To the very end. That's where God says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Because you did it to the end. You didn't waver. You wasn't bipolar, schizophrenic. You wasn't wishy-washy. You wasn't doing any of that. You was just being, I'm going to be steadfast and unmovable. My focus is on Jesus Christ. My focus is on that cross. My focus is on the plans of God. My focus is on pleasing God. And all that I do it unto the Lord. I don't do it unto man. You on your job trying to please your boss and wonder why you ain't getting the promotion. You start pleasing God by not even murmuring, not complaining, treating people right, speaking right. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, you pleasing God. Now God is actually working on your behalf. Because he said, I will give you authority and power. I ain't have no authority to get over addictions because I wasn't consistent. I wasn't pleasing God. I ain't have no power to break the chains. I ain't have no power to break the grip from the enemy, from death, hell, and the ground. I ain't have no power. Why? Because I wasn't pleasing God. I wasn't consistent in God. I wasn't believing in Jesus Christ. I wasn't believing in who Jesus Christ is and what Jesus Christ done for me. I wasn't believing that. My faith level wasn't even there. I would say my faith level there, but my actions show that my faith was so low. My believing was so low. That Christ wasn't operating in me like that. I wasn't trying to operate through Christ. I wasn't trying to operate in Christ. I was trying to operate in Gerald. I hope this is blessing you. I hope this is blessing you. Because today, man, we coming out of the L's, man, and we winning today. We winning because you're going to be victorious today. You're going to be victorious today. So that was scripture 2. Revelation 2 and 26. Now, here's the next one. Revelations 21 and 7. It says, he who overcomes the world. Once again, he who overcomes the world by hearing faithfully to Christ Jesus as the Lord and Savior will inherit these things, and I will be his God and he will be my son. Now, we all know, we all can read what the Bible says about the inheriting the kingdom and what goes in the kingdom and being joint heirs with Christ and all of those things. We read those things. But it says, here's the requirement, a hearing faithfully to Christ Jesus as the Lord and Savior will inherit. If you're not hearing faithfully to Christ, how you expect that you're going to inherit anything? How was I going to expect that I was going to get something when I'm not even adhering to faithfully? I'm not even being faithful. It says faithfully. That means it's continuously. You have to continually to be faithful. Not when everything is good, Gerald, but through all things, through everything, through the good, the bad, the ugly, all of that, the sad, the all of that, all of it, all of it. We talking about overcoming. We talk about declaring that I'm overcoming. Because here's the situation. Here's what the enemy has been really trying to get you. How he's really been trying to eliminate you being an overcomer. He wants you to separate from Christ. You know why he wants you to separate from Christ? I'm about to tell you why he wants you to separate from Christ. In Revelation 12 and 11, it says, and they overcome and conquer him because of the blood of the Lamb and because the word of their testimony. See, he wants you to separate from the blood. But he really is trying to stop you, your testimony. Hey, he's trying to get your testimony. Because here's what a testimony does. And this is what he told me. He said, I'm going to give you a testimony. And see, overcoming, I'm able to come on here and give you my testimony. And I pray that the testimony gives you some strength. It stirs up your faith. It stirs up your hope. It stirs up your belief. It stirs you up that you will now want to live a life, or you'll still fight. You'll fight a little harder. Your fire is being kindled that you're on fire. Now you understand, okay, I gotta win. I'm an overcomer. You know why I'm an overcomer? Because I trust in Jesus Christ. You know why I'm an overcomer? Because I hear and being faithful in Christ Jesus. And then the other one is I'm continually and persistent in faith. You see faith? You see, everything is continuous on the faith, because you got to have faith in Jesus Christ. You got to have faith in knowing that why Jesus died on the cross for you. You got to have faith and be continually to believing that by the blood of the Lamb, I've been washed as white as snow. You got to understand that the enemy can't hold you to that old sin, because Jesus died on the cross for your sin. He died on the cross for you. He died on the cross for me, and for us to be free, for us to be able to confess our sins, to be able to renounce these things, to be able to overcome the enemy. Because the enemy is all, he says in Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcome and conquer him. The devil already know it. Y'all better get that, man. In Revelation 12:11 it says, and they overcome and conquer him. Listen, I done overcome him, and now I'm conquering him. Why? Because now I'm able to tell you my story. I'm able to tell you, I'm able to give you my process. I'm able to give you some things that will help you to grow, help you to come out, help you to put into your arsenal that you can overcome, that you can come out. You can come out of financial destruction. You can come out of witchcraft. You can come out of death, hell, and the grave. You can come out of a bad relationships and dysfunctional relationship. You can come out of these things. You can overcome these things. You can don't let the enemy tell you that this is how it's going to always be. The devil is a liar. It's not going to be that way. Because the enemy is trying to steal your testimony. He's trying to destroy you, that you won't even understand that he's trying to get your testimony. He already know that he's defeated. Jesus did that for us. Jesus did that for us. That's why we got to understand that the Christ that lives in us gives us the victory over the enemy. The Christ that lives inside of us gives us the ability to overcome the world system, gives us the ability to overcome whatever the enemy tries to bring at us, whatever he tries to destroy. We already understand that we got the victory. We already got the victory. Why? Because Christ lives in us and we live in Christ. And the second is we're operating in hearing to Christ. What it says, adhering faithfully to Christ as our Lord and Savior, we will inherit these things, and He will be our God, and we will be His sons or daughters. That's on you. That's on you. A lot of this stuff is on us. It's on us. Which one are you going to choose? What do you want to do today? Which one are you going to do today? You have to choose. You make a choice today. Do you want to win, or you want to just take a L and be with this loser mentality? When you operate in a victim place, like, oh, me, why me? Why do I got to do this? Anytime you saying all of that, you're not adhering to, and you're not operating in a faith. You're not operating in faith. You're not being persistent and continually in faith. And it's not pleasing to God. That's murmuring. That's complaining. That ain't pleasing God. So we're in a place now that all we want to do is please God. So let your vocabulary, let your voice be, let your words sound differently to God. Let them be pleasing to God. And now God is operating and working on your behalf. Because the ultimate goal the enemy is trying to do is take your testimony. If he can get you not to open your mouth and have a testimony, if he's trying to get you in a place where you just you sit there and you feel like you broke, busted, and disgusted, and you don't want to open your mouth, you don't want to talk, you don't want to declare, you don't want to pray, you don't want to do any of that, he's sitting over there laughing at you. That's an L. That's an L. Man, it said, listen, this thing says, and he who overcomes the world system believes that Jesus is the Son of God, and he who keeps his deeds, doing these things, doing things that are pleasing to him, pleasing to me. He says, doing these things that are pleasing to me until the very end, to him I will give authority and power. Let's meditate on that scripture there too. Let's meditate on them all. Let's just meditate on them all. Because I want you to know. Here's the first one. For everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world. Our continuing persistent faith in Jesus Christ. The first part of it says, for everyone born of God is victorious. If you're born of God, if you have accepted Jesus Christ in your life and you are living the lifestyle, you're adhering to, you're continually and persistent in pleasing God, then you have the opportunity to have the power and authority to overcome things. How many times do you keep going in a cycle? We're trying to break cycles. You're trying to overcome this vicious cycle in your marriage, vicious cycle in your finances, vicious cycle in your health. You know what I'm saying? It's that place. By his stripes, we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. Once again, we talk about Jesus, the stripes that are on Jesus' back, we are healed. Once again, your healing goes through Jesus. Your deliverance goes through Jesus. Your salvation goes through Jesus. Everything that you can possibly have and do goes through Jesus. And the enemy is from day one has been trying to separate you from God and separate you from Jesus. From Old Testament to the New Testament, the enemy has been trying to separate the people from Christ Jesus. Today is the day that we overcome and we understand that we winning, that our testimony, that we're overcomers. Huh? But it says, overcome and conquer him because of the blood of the Lamb and because the word of their testimony. The blood was already shed. Now, what's your testimony? What's your testimony? My testimony is I win. I win. I've overcome this. Listen, but I understand every day is a battle. Every day. This is a continuous thing now. This is every day. So I'm persistent in digging into the next level to fortifying my family, fortifying my mind, fortifying my heart, fortifying my body, that I don't fall back. I ain't naive and I ain't stupid that I can't fall. Man, I done been there, did that way too many times. So I keep that on the forefront of my mind. Pornography, keep it on the forefront of my mind. I make sure that I operate with the mind of Christ. I make sure that I put on my helmet. I make sure that I put on my armor. Why? Because I understand that he been trying to take my testimony. And now I'm sitting here giving you my testimony and he hates me like I don't know what. So I pray a hedge of protection set around me. I pray a bloodline perimeter set around my family, around my children. I pray for my children that they protected, that no hurt, harm, or danger would come nigh to them. Why? Because if he can't get to me, he'll try to get to them. It ain't about you. Pride makes it always about you. It ain't about you. The enemy is trying to take your testimony. He's trying to stop you from helping others. He's trying to stop you from being able to say what you've come out of. He's trying to stop you from having a testimony. He's trying to stop you. Why? Because it's going to draw people to Christ. It's going to draw people to the kingdom. It's going to draw people to a lifestyle that's different than the world. Be in this world, but don't be of this world. Gerald, I need you to operate on a different system, son. And so that's just what I'm doing. So once again, man, I pray that you understand that you do win. You win. And because you are an overcomer, man, the enemy hates you. He hates you because he know what you're going to do. He know you're going to go and tell it. He know you're going to go and testify. He know you're going to go and speak it. He know it. So why? Well, he does what he does. But do y'all know? Check this out. Revelation 12 and 11 says, and they overcome and conquered him. Dude, he knows that scripture. He know that's in the Bible. He knows he's already defeated. He was defeated when Jesus defeated him. Now we just got to walk this thing out. That's why he says, let's be continually, be persistent, adhere to all of those things that you have to continue to do, especially having the faith in Christ, that what Jesus did for us and what he did on that cross and how he lived his life, that alone lets us know that we have already won. So you have to start thinking, I've already won. I've already conquered this. I don't care if you're in the midst of it. You got to start saying to yourself, I'm an overcomer. You better declare over yourself, I'm an overcomer by the blood. And I'm going to give my testimony. By the blood of the Lamb, and I'm going to give my testimony. Oh, how I came, how he has brought me out, how he has delivered me, how he has changed me, how he has renewed me, how he has brought me out of the muck, how he has brought me out of death, hell, and the grave. Y'all better catch this thing. When Jesus show up on the scene, nothing can stay the same. You can't stay the same. You can't think the same. You can't act the same. You can't speak the same. You can't hear the same. You can't feel the same. Get out your feelings. Gerald, I know it. I know it. But today we eating this meat today. This is not milk. You ain't no baby no more. It's time to grow up in a day. It's time to grow up in a day. Today we got to realize that through Christ Jesus, once again, through Christ Jesus, all things are possible. You start going through those scriptures that talks about Christ, that identifies Christ, that describes who he is, what he's done, and you hear him and you listen to him. That right there motivates you more. That's the place that we're all supposed to be living and being in, is representing and emulating and adapting to the Christ-like. I just want to be Christ-like. I just want to be Christ-like, man. I want to walk on the water. I want to heal the sick. I want to do miracle signs and wonders. He said, the ones that believe, these signs shall follow them. It says, and these things you should do greater. You know, the things that you saw Jesus do, we should be doing them greater. We should be at a greater place doing them. What is stopping us from the greater, Gerald? I think about that all the time. I think about that all the time. And so I have to hit that scripture. Lord, search me. Find anything that is in me that is not pleasing to you, so I can get it right. God, search me. David even said, Lord, deliver my soul. So I spend my time trying to get my soul delivered. I want my soul delivered. I want my soul clean. I want my soul set free. I want my senses. The enemy tries to sneak into your senses. He try to get into your five senses, how you see things, your perception, the scales, the way you smell, the way you talk, the way you hear, the way you feel, the way you, all of that. He try to get into all of it. He wants your personality and your character. He don't want you to look like God. He don't want you to sound like God. He don't want you to be Christ-like. He don't want you to be any of that. His whole objective is to draw you so far away from that you won't even walk, you won't even do anything. So let's go. Let's win today, y'all. Can we win today? You already won. This ain't can you win. You've already won. You woke up this morning. You got a victory. God has set you into this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord had made. The devil ain't make this day. The Lord make this day. So let's rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because we got the victory. You can rejoice and be glad in victory. When you waking up, what are you thinking? If you waking up and you sad and you don't feel good, you're not in a good mood, then is this the day that the Lord has made? Did you wake up knowing that you have victory? Did you wake up knowing that you are overcoming? Did you wake up knowing that you have already conquered him? Did you know that? Can you go back to that? Because that's going to set your mind free. That's going to set your mood free. All right, y'all. I pray that this encourage you. I pray that this blesses you, because I really want you to think about and pause on those scriptures and real and see where you are. So I'm gonna pray real quick, because I want this to be sealed. Father God, I thank you now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you asking for forgiveness for anything we've said, done, or thought wrong, any disobedient act that was against your will and your word. Lord, we ask to be forgiven now in the name of Jesus. Father, as we accepted Jesus Christ into our life as our Lord and Savior, Father God, we understand that we automatically operate in a victory. Father, you have given us the requirements, Father God, to continually and be persistent, Father God, in faithfully, in Christ Jesus, Father. We understand, Father God, that we have overcome the world system, Father, that through Jesus Christ, Father, we have overcome, Father. I declare the overcoming anointing being upon them, upon this line now in the name of Jesus, Father, that they wake up in their mind, and they wake up in the morning, that they understand they got victory in mind, Father God, that there's no circumstances, there's no temptations, there's no distractions that will stop them from operating in a victorious day, Father God, because they understand they are conquerors, Father God, through Christ Jesus who lives inside of them. Father, I declare that as Christ lives in them, they live in Christ. They have submitted themselves. They've submitted their bodies over to you as a living sacrifice, Father God, to live holy, to live in righteousness, to live in acceptable service unto you, Father God. Now, that's their reasonable service. Oh, I thank you, Father, that their minds are being renewed this morning. Their minds are being renewed. They're no longer going to think the same, sound the same, act the same, walk the same. I declare that the lifestyle is changing to a victorious lifestyle, Father God. They've overcome the temptations. They've overcome. Father, they've walking out of it. Today is the day that they overcome the hurt, the pain, the trauma. This is the day that they overcome the separation, the family dysfunction, the hurtful words, Father God. They overcome it. The backlash, the retaliation, they overcome it. Generational curses, they overcome it. I declare it over them now in the name of Jesus. There's nothing holding them back, Father. Today is the day that they have been set free. Your word says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Father, I declare that their minds are being free today, that they see and understand that their lifestyle has to line up with your will and your purpose for their life. I thank you that the enemy is a defeated foe, that he no longer can steal the testimony of the people. I declare testimonies coming from the north, the east, the south, the west. I declare that the muzzle is being removed off of the mouths of the people that have operated in shame, operated in rejection, operated in abandonment, operated in a place where they've been muted, they've been muzzled. I declare that the mute, Father God, is now the vocal cord now is being open now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will be able to speak again. They will be able to declare again, Father God, the truth, Father God, which is your word, Father God. And I thank you that it's shining light on a darkened area this morning, Father God. Everything that was in a dark place now, Father God, the light of the word, Father God, is lighting it up, Father God. And they're being delivered. And they're being set free, and they're being propelled into their destiny and their purpose. I declare it over this line. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. You win. You win because you're an overcomer. You win. And the devil hates it. He hates that you won. Who likes losing? But you won. You won today. Why? Because you are overcome. Thank y'all for overcoming. Thank y'all. Y'all good? Y'all good? Give me a praise. I win. You know what I'm saying? Give me an I win because I'm an overcomer. Yep, I'm an overcomer. Come on, let me know. Let me know you're in agreement with me. Come on. I want you to be set free today. I want you to be set free. Come on. I win because I'm an overcomer. Come on, y'all. I win because I overcome. I need you to write it. I need you to declare it. I need you to put it up. I need you to post it. I'm an overcomer. Tell you, declare that over yourself. Matter of fact, declare it over your children. Declare it over your household. Declare it over everybody around you. Just start declaring it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just start declaring it. Make it your lifestyle. Make it. You say it so much that you can't help but believe it. Don't let the enemy tell you lies all the time, and then you start believing the lies more than you believe the truth. This is the truth. You win. This is the truth. You are an overcomer. Huh? You not only are you an overcomer, but you a conqueror. Not only did you overcome, but you are also a conqueror. Come on. By the blood of the Lamb and the words of your testimony, I declare testimonies of healing coming forth. I declare testimonies of restoration, testimonies of financial blessings coming. I mean, creative ideas, creative flows coming. I declare it now in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Father. Bless them. Bless them, Father. Bless their hearts. Bless their hearts, Father God. Father, help them to change. Father, help them. They want to change. Let the crisis in them strengthen them. You're overcomers, y'all. Once again, man, I hope this bless y'all. I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette. I pray that this blesses you. Because it's truly blessed me. All right? And y'all be blessed. And remember, declare this all day long. Put it on your post. Put it on, you know, put it on my feed line. I want to know who's with me. I want to know who's with me. I want to know if you with me. I want to know who's in agreement with me, because I want you to, I need you to know it. I need you to live it. Let's live the victorious life. It's okay. All right? We love you. All right, y'all. Y'all be blessed, man.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies, with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music, for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.